I didn't waste time to go to the circus. Yeah, you ready?
Yep.
Tan Rabbanan Avei Rosh Has Shesvade Aleihem Yom Hakipurim Zeh. A person confessed this Yom Hakipurim Lo Yisvade Aleihem Yom Hakipurim Acher. You should not confess Nochama. Once is enough. You only do it once. V'im Shana Bachem Tzorach L'Svades V'im Shana Bohen. Let a person repeat the sin. A person he loves so much to sin, he did it again. Nochamol. So he repeated them. Then shana. If he repeated it, then tzarich lezvadis yom hakipurim acher. Then he has to repeat it the next yom hakipurim. The imlo shana bohem. Let's say he did not repeat the avera. He only did the avera once. The imlo shana bohem. The chazav visvadelem and anyway he doesn't care. He anyway repeats. He's misvad the second time. Allah upon him, Akos of Omer, Kekalef Shav Al Kioi. He's like a dog that returns to its vomit. Kisil, just like a dog goes back to its vomit. Kisil Shoine Bi Valtoi. A fool repeats his foolishness. So a person should not, if a person went and he was Misvadeh, the Gemara here is saying that when a person does an Avera, it's like vomit. Vomit. So what are you going back to the vomit? What are you dwelling upon it? Mashahoya kvarhoya, person Navera, he was misvada, he's done that, been there. There's no need to go back and dwell upon the Avera again. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, he disagrees. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says, I disagree with you, with all due respect, I hold Adraba. Adraba vi Adraba. A person, the Ganselebin, he did an Avera when he was a young man, he should be misvada the whole life. For the aver that he did, kol shekain shehu mishubach, he's praiseworthy to be misvade every single year to be misvade nochmal. Shenema, it says number ki pishi ani eida. My sins I know v'chatasi negdi tamid. My sins are before me tamid. So it says beferish the person should have the sins. His sins should be before him. In other words, he should always be cognizant of his chatoim. Today's Wednesday. Did your wife write an article this week?
Vaita.
So therefore we hear he should always be pay attention to his chatoim that he has done. Next, Elama ani mekayim kekelev shaval kioi. So what are the pasuk? The enfer, how is enferd? Enferd, the gemara kidravi yehuna, the kidrafuna, devanafuna, kevan, shava, the mavera, the shaneba, hutuloi. So this is not talking about being misvadeh. The pasta about a dog and the vomit is referring to a person that repeats his averus. He is a serial sinner. Kevon sh'ovar odom avera v'shon nebo chutruloi. Frek the Gemara, it's permitted. Chutruloi salg daitoch. El eima nases. Of course it's not mutter, but in the person's mind, he becomes meshugana. Once he does it, in his mind, he becomes mutter. Nases loy keheter. Vitzarech lifred esachay period. Now the Gemara goes vayta. Vitzarech lifred esachay shenemar. A person has to be mefarit. He has to specify when a person then does teshuva on Yom Kippurim. He has to specify exactly what he did. You have to be very detailed in the specification of the sin. Vitzarech lifred esachay shenemar. Ono chato ha'om hazeh chato agidoy lo. Vayasu lohem Elohez of Moshe Rabbeinu said exactly what the sin was. They made for themselves Elohei Zav, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba. Rabbi Akiva Merkiva says, Ashrei Nisui Pesha. Fortune is a person that Nisui is forgiven. What does the word Nisui mean? Ashrei Nisui Pesha. What does the word Nisui Pesha mean? You know what the word Nisui means? I do not know what the word means. It means he's lifted. Let me go see over here what it says over here in the parish in the start of the Gemara. Parish of the Gemara is Ashrei Nisui Pesha. Fortunate is a person who is Nisui Pesha. What is the translation of the word Nisui Pesha? Let's see what this is on the side of the Gemara. Kalaim Asha Mishachatov Michusim. No, V'ein Avoinoi Migule. He doesn't really translate it. I think the word Nisui means that he's forgiven. And the main part of the drash that we're focusing on over here is the word in the pasuk, Kisui Chato, his sins are forgiven. Mashal de Moshe v'David. The marshal of the Moshe of David, Lamar of Adomel, Lestay, Noshim, Shalachu, Bevestin. Now, what do we go here about the Moshe of David? Marshal, the Moshe V'David. What do we mean over here? What do we mean over here when it's over here? The marshal of Moshe Rabbeinu and David. Why over here are we focusing on over here on Moshe V'David? Okay, the Moshe shall Moshe V'David. Okay, what is this? I guess both these psukim over here. Did I skip? El Masham, no, I didn't skip. El Masham, I didn't skip. Let's go back. I lost the place over here. I'm going back to the beginning of the line. It says in the beginning of the line, "V'tzarich liforides hachet." Shnemar anochato amazechato gedola v'yas lochem elochei zav divrei Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba. Period. Rabbi Akiva says, "Asherin supesha kisun chato." No, you have to go and you have to cover your sin. Do not be megala the sin. Oh, what about Moshe? El ma'al shomar Moshe v'yas lochem elochei zav kirav yanei. The Rabbi Yanei, "Amar Moshe mekadosh baruch hu." Moshe said before Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Shlomi Rabinowitz, there's something wrong with you with your thing. You're disturbing us. Shlomi Rabinowitz, we have a problem. Shlomi Rabinowitz, turn on your computer. It says turn on original sound.
It says turn on original sound now.
Good, now it's good. Good, now it's perfect. Okay, let's proceed. We're in the middle of the Gemara. You've come late. You're late. You're 9 minutes late. You know what 9 minutes is? Nitzrius. Pei Vav Mabez. We're on Pei Vav Mabez. We're up over here towards the bottom of the page. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 lines from the bottom. We're up to Rabbi Yanai. Amad, Yom Rabbi Yanai, Yom Moshe, Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, Kesev, Zav, Sher, Beis, Elohem, Yisrael, Ad She'amru, Dai. Moshe over here, when it says over here, that Moshe over here says that they made the Egel Zav, what was the first amount that it said? That a person should be Meforet Eschatov. Along comes the second opinion. No, Adraba, Ashrei Nisui Pesha, Kisui Chatov. You should hide your, cover your sin. Ah, but what about the Pasuk of Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu, he specified the sin. Answer the Gemara. When Moshe specified the sin, he wasn't coming to confess. He was coming to shift the blame. Kaviyachal. He was saying, Ribbono Shel Olam, you can't blame Klal Yisrael for the sin. They don't know how to deal with wealth. They don't know. I heard today, if you want, I can forward to you this incredible, incredible shiur. It literally blew my mind from this person, this billionaire. What's his name? He gave this, someone forward this. They send it out to the whole yeshiva. Everyone should listen to the shiur. The name of the person is, he's a wealth management guy from JP Morgan. And he spoke for about 45 minutes. And what he said, mamish, blew my mind. Blew my mind talking about what he does for Parnasa and what goes on. I have to forward it to you later on. But it's mamish nogea to this daf. It's mamish nogea to this daf. What he said in that shir, Moshe Rabbeinu said. Moshe says that Klal Yisrael do not know how to handle wealth. The dizahav, it's because you gave them such an enormous amount of wealth, that is what caused them to be nichshol in the chet ha'egel. So Moshe was using this as a defense for Klal Yisrael. Be'etzem, when a person does an avera, the ikur is to cover your sin. Ashrei nisui kapa, it's to cover your to hide your sin. But don't ask me a kasha from Moshe Rabbeinu, when Moshe Rabbeinu, he specified the sin. He was not specifying the sin as a part of the tshuva process. He was specifying the sin as a defense to explain that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you cannot blame Klal Yisrael for what they have done. They were not able to handle the enormous amount of wealth that was bestowed upon them in this period of time. Ashrei da'ach amudai, gamu lechem shu'asu lechem elohe zav. Next. Now we go to a night unfang mitinu didn't daf pevav mebez in the end of Masechta Yoyma. Shnei par nosim toivim omdu lechem li Yisrael. The Jewish people were blessed with two leaders. Who were the leaders? Moshe and David. Two different leaders, different styles of leadership. Moshe Amar, Yichi Kosev Sir Choynai. Moshe Rabbeinu said to Hashem, please, I want you to write down in the Torah HaKadosha my sin. Let the world know exactly what I have done wrong. Shenemar, Yan Lohem Antem Bi. Hashem indeed wrote down that Moshe hit the rock instead of speaking to the rock. And that Torah wrote down, you did not have faith in me. Lahakdi Sheni. David Omar, David said to the Ribbono Shel Olam, do not write down the sin of David and Bathsheba. Al yikasev sir sur choni. Shenemar, ashrei nisui pesha, kisui chato. I don't know, something means to be forgiven. Fortune is a person whose sin is forgiven. His sin is covered, is concealed. Marshal de Moshe v'David. So we have two leaders. One leader begged Hashem to conceal the Avera, and one leader begged Hashem to cover, to hide the Avera. Marshal of these two leaders, the two women, Shalaku Bebezdin, Achas Kilkula, Viachas Achlapage Shvis. Two Nashim, and they both came out of court guilty. One woman, she Kilkula, in other words, she committed Arayos. Viachas, another woman, Achlapage Shvis, she ate the undeveloped dates of Shavuos. Omro lohen oisa she'och lepage Shavuos bebakosh, the one that ate the page Shavuos, the unripened dates of Shavuos, bebakosh mikem hodioi almahi loika. When people see that I'm guilty, I'm being whipped, I'm being punished in court, let the world know exactly what I did wrong, because they're going to suspect. Who knows what this woman did? This woman over here is being punished. People see that she's being punished. They're going to think, who knows what she did? She was nichshel in arayos. She stole $1 million. What did I do already? I did a kleinikait. I ate page shvius. In the year of Shemitah, there were some unripened dates which are not worth anything. People, oh, that's all you did. Big deal. So therefore, she said, let the Welt know what I did, so people should not suspect that I did a much worse Avera. It's going to ruin the Shidduchim for the Mishpacha. Shalayoymu, they should not say, Alma Shezuloike, Zuloike, because people are going to say the same thing that she did. The other woman, that she's guilty as the same crime as the woman before. And the woman before, everyone knows, she was Nichshol in Arayos. Heviu page Shvius. So what did they do? They took the page Shvius. When they whipped her, they took the page Shvius. V'tolu b'tzavada v'yemacheri zin. And they made an announcement when they whipped her. L'fonech v'erim al iske Shvius hi loika. So that's the answer, okay? If we only came tonight to learn this halacha, it was dayenu. Dayenu. Just for this. To understand this chiddush, that there are two people to remember this, you saw it forever. There are two parnosim toivim. Moshe v'David. Both were nichshol. Moshe sinned with hitting the rock. David sinned with Bathsheba. The Avera Bathsheba is a gross Avera. It's a gross Avera. Memela, David said, please hide the Avera. Moshe says, don't hide my Avera. Because if you're going to hide it, people are going to think that I did like what David did. People are going to think that I was nichshol in arayos. Memela, Ebeshta, I beg you, please, memegala my chet, so they should not say that I did something very severe like what David did. Next, we expose es hachanofim. What are the hachanofim? Hachanofim, people that flatter people. People means that they make believe they're tzaddikim. People who are fakers. Over here, Rashi over here says mefarnesim es hachanofim shehin rishoim. They're wicked. Umadin atzon katzadikim, they make with their tzadikim im yesh makir b'masav mitzvah lefarsimo b'bnei chil Hashem. And a person knows that this person is a phony. It's a mitzvah to be mefarsim that is a phony. B'shebnei adam lemedim b'masav. So Rashi says the ikki yisur, because they're going to learn from him. Shesayvim olav shu tzadik ve'oid kishabo olav poronis b'nei adam oimim ma hoyoloi zechusay. This is an amazing thing. This Rashi is explosive. Explosive Rashi, that is that you have to refinance the phonies, because ultimately the phonies are going to be punished, and people are going to look at this person. They're going to say, "Why did Hashem punish him? Look at this guy. He's such a good guy. He gives daf yomi shir. He comes to davening 3 times a day. He gives a lot of money to tzedakah. He's such a gavald guy. He even says divrei Torah by shalosh shodes. And look how he suffers. It's a challenge to people's emunah." The male, if you can come along and you can say, this guy's a phony, he's a fake. When you're not watching, you should know what he does secretly. Oh, so then when the Puranis comes upon him, it's not going to challenge anyone's emunah. It's a Murray de Gazach, a Murray de Gazach. People are very challenged in this world when they look at people who they think are tzaddikim and they see they have a hard time. and they don't really know the whole story. So if you can be Megala the MS, it's a Gral Gazach. It's a very shocking thing to say. Because if you ask the Chavetz Chaim, you would say, you learn Hilchos Lashon Hara, you would never come to this conclusion. You would say, none of your business, don't be Mepharsim anything. So what Rashi over here says definitely needs Hezber to be Mazber this Rashi. So Peldig Rashi. Mepharsim is a Hanofim B'nei Chil Hashem. Shenemar, Uvishuv Tzadik mit Tzidkoi. The also other, when the Tzadik, he's Choyzer from his Tzidkis. And he does an Avera. V'nasati Nichshol Lefanov. And I put a stumbling block before him. Teshuvas hamuchlotin, period. Okay, that's the end of the pasuk. Now we go to a new piece of Gemara. New piece of Gemara says, Teshuvas hamuchlotin ma'keves ha'puranas. The repentance of the muchlotin is holds back puranas. Now, what does that mean over here? Muchlotin means the muchlotin means it's not just the wicked. It means the reshoim gemurin. What does Rashi say? Hamuch latin rishon gemurin. Okay, there's a rasha gomor and there's a rasha sheina gomor. So here the word muchlot, muchlot means complete, a complete rasha. When he repents, ma'akeves hapranas, it holds back punishment. The avapi she nechtam olav gzar din shel puranas. Unbelievable. Even though the rechasim asadin, the koich of teshuv is azogreis, it can hold back even when there is a gemar din. Next halacha. Shalvas rishoim, the tranquility of the wicked. Soifa takola, the end brings stumbling. Rashi. Shalvas rishoim, soifa takola, mitoch shalvasim heim yeshim maharim be'averis. When they have tranquility, it allows them to think about how they can do more evil in this world. Their tranquility is not good for the world. V'harishus mikaberes es ba'aleha. What does that mean? What is the rishus? It means harabonus. Now, rabonus here does not mean being a rabbi. Rabonus means authority. Rabonus means a person who is in the position of control. Rashi, what does Rashi say? Harabonus. V'harishus, harabonus. Let me see what it says in the Masifta. V'harishus means hashiltoin v'hasrora, authority. Pay Zion in the footnotes. What does it say in the footnotes over here in the Masifta? Rabbeinu Bechai, Be'er Shemash Nikra Hamalchus Rishus, Me'er Sheesh Lam Rishus, Lohorim Lahashu Lahatzi Lahari Klas of Kolitzoyna, Me'er Shmuel Perish Arishus, He Kine Lietzahara, Shoim Elodim Sharishus, Be'od Lassos is called Tavas. Okay, so here Rishus over here means authority, Mikabedes Es Boleha, they bury themselves. They bury themselves, Rashi, Shenemar Vayamas Yosef Techilav Yakach Kolechem, Pel Tegazach. That Yosef Atzadik, he died first. Why did he die first? Because he was an authority. He was authority, brings with it problems. You see, during COVID, the Gaboim, the people in charge, the police, the mask police, they never, their whole life had so much power and their whole life to push people around. And it became abusive, an addiction. You have control over people. You push them around. You tell them what to do. It's a sickness. That's called Rishus. The Rishus Mikaberes Ezbalacha Gaboyim, you know, they sometimes very dangerous. The Gabai. When a person has a position of authority, it's a very big nesoyin in order not to get out of control. Vaita. You gotta listen to that. I'm gonna send you that shir from this guy. He says it's very, very long, but there are a few lines that he says there in that shir that are really, really penetrating. He talks about people who have money, the wealthy people. He talks about the gaiva that comes with it. You hear how he says it. You have to hear how he says it. It's really remarkable. Remarkable, remarkable what he says. Vaita. Mikabere saboleha. Orum nichnas lo vi orum yotza mimena. What does it mean over here, Rashi? What does it mean over here, orum nichnas lo? Orum means deceit. Orum orum nichnas lo. A person enters into authority naked. The autumn yetsa vimena b'maisa. You take nothing with you. When a person becomes people they strive to be in a position of power, authority, to push people around, to make decisions. And the Gemara here is telling us the emes. You get nothing from this. absolutely nothing. You leave this world with absolutely no benefit from your position of authority, of pushing people around. Arum nichnas lo, a person's neshama enters into his position of authority in a state of nothingness. The odum yotza mimena, and when you leave the position of authority, leaving this world, you take nothing from your experience. Life is all about experience. You enter into this world, you have different experiences in life. You get married, you have children, make a parnasa, you daven, you learn. Every single encounter you have with life is an experience which fills up your neshama, and you take with you to Olam HaEmes. But your experience of being in the position of authority and pushing people around gives your neshama absolutely no benefit in the next world. These are very deep words, you know. Is that what it says over here? I'm making this up here. It says, "Adam nichnas lo, the Adam yotza mimena." You come into the shus with nothing, and you take out of it nothing. You leave with nothing. Ulevai, halavai, shete yitzia kibia. That when a person leaves this world, he should be as innocent as when you come into this world. In other words, do no harm. The ikar tafkid in this world is do no harm. You want to come out as a great tzaddik and fill up your tank with zechuyos, mitzvahs, ma'asim tovim, and toyer avoda, gnilus chasadim, and have kavod and oisher and alakut zachin. You're aiming for very great, very high things. Halavai, you don't leave this world with a deficit of averus. Goal is do no harm. Shlomi, what do you say about this?
Do no harm.
Do you have anything to
leave
say about this?
And do no harm.
Do no harm. Do no harm. The goal is not to have a matseva that has a ganze maisa with mamash to the right, a Megillas Esther on the matseva. The goal is on the matseva, it should say, he did no harm. There's no negative.
Did more good than harm. How about that?
No, that's not what it says here. It says here, Beferish Gemara, that Pevav Mabez, M'sech L'Yoyma, Beferish Gemara, it says, Ulevai Shetehei Yitzia Kibia. Do you ever see this Nusach on the Matzeva? I think it's a gewaldige Nusach to our Matzeva. Ulevai Shetehei Yitzia Kibia. Halevai, the departure from this world should be equal to your entry into this world. Do no harm. Yeah, talk about a child. Vaita, okay, vaita. It says levashe mimena b'lechet kibia. Okay, isn't that an amazing thing? Vaita, Rav ki havi nafik lemedon. When Rav went to Medon, where's Medon? Medon dinam. Sorry, when Rav ki havi nafik lemedon dinam. When Rav went into the courthouse, he went into the Beis Hamishpat. He went into to serve as a judge. In the Mishnah, Omar, he would say, "Hachi," he would say the following nusach: "Bitzbu nafshe liktala." What does that mean? What do those words mean? Over here, it says over here, the word "bitzbu" means biritzoin, nafshe, suicide. I am committing suicide. That's what he says. I am giving over my neshama with rotzoin. I'm giving up my life for no good reason, because if you're a judge, you're responsible. It comes with responsibility. And who says he will exercise his responsibility correctly? And that means he will be guilty. And who asked him? Who asked him to do this? What am I getting out of this? Bitzvu nafshe, with the will of his neshama, liketola nafik. He is going to die. Okay, in English, I am committing suicide. Isn't that what the translation is? It's suicidal to be a judge. Uvitzvu beisei, Utsvu beise less who of it. I am not doing my responsibility to my family. I have a family, my beise, and I have responsibilities to them, and I'm not doing any, I'm not helping them, because if I make a mistake, I'm gonna die, they're gonna starve. Verekon lebeise osil, I will walk out of this courthouse empty. Ulvai shetehei bia kiyitzia. In other words, he's summarizing the entire Gemara. A dayon is the ultimate authority. Rabbonus, he's the ultimate authority. and the goal of an authority, Chazal told us, there's no benefit. You get nothing out of it. You're not filling up your neshama with any merit, with the pleasure of pushing people around and telling them what to do. So Rav said about himself, here I am, Madayan. What do I get out of this? I'm pushing people around, telling Yuchav, Yupater, give money to him, take money away from him. What do I get out of this? Nothing. In fact, if I make a mistake, I'm guilty. And do I bring any benefit to my family? Nothing. So what am I doing over here? Well, the answer is, this is your job. If not you, then who? How many talented people are there in this world that are fit to lead? How many people do we have in this world that I could be shul lim and shlita? How many people of greatness? Vaita. Vaita the Gemara. Next, Levayish the Rav Akiyavi Nafik Ledina. Same thing. Rav went to the entire Amar. He would say Hachi. He would say the same exact nusach. Bitzavu Nafshe Lektal Nafik. I'm committing suicide. Wait a minute. Is this tape recorder on? Yes, it is. I want to make sure the whole world hears what I said about Rabbi Shaul Lehman. Right. Bitzavu Nafshe Lektal Nafik. Bitzavu Beisei less Hu Avod. He's not doing the will of his people. He's not. Oh, so he said, "Vayta." He said, "Even the tzubeisa of his home, less of it." V'reikon l'veisa ozel. I'm going to go home tonight in the evening empty-handed. Does this mean to say that a judge does not take money? Is that what it means? Are you allowed to be paid for your service as a dayan? Shlomi Rabbeinu, what do you say about that? Schar b'teila?
No.
Ma ani b'chinam af ata b'chinam. Does that apply to a din Torah? Din Torah has the same din as Talmud Torah. Yeah. So you're not allowed to be paid. So that's exactly what it is over here. Vareikon, he's going home empty-handed. But Bizman Azeh, you can be paid. You get paid schar b'teila. How much is schar b'teila?
Yeah, how much is schar b'teila?
I don't know. What?
For geld coming als coming als.
Ha kesef yanes akol.
That's what you have by the watchman. The watchman that Kishuim.
Shomer Kishuim. Schar b'teila. The going rate. Vayit utsu b'beis lesu avrekel b'beis ozel v'levai shalei b'yaki yitzi halavai my entry. Now over here he switches it around. You notice over here what it's over here? He switches it. It's shalei halavai shalei yitzi kibia. And over here it says pum fakert. And that's why the Hagah on the side of the Gemara says ois aleph in the Hagos v'tziyunim. He writes over here. No, he doesn't say anything. He keeps it the same. Didn't we say the other way around on the previous page? Maybe I made a mistake. We said the other way around. How come no one stells on this over here? Before we said, look at Rashi. Over here, there's Islamit. And the Rashi, what does he say over here? Ad kan shachel daf akoidim. I don't know. Okay, I don't know, for some reason over here, the Nusach is the other way. I'm sure there must be a good drush, a good machshava. Maybe Rabbi Shaul Lehman has some very deep idea to share with us. Vayit, v'chi havi chozei am bua abasrei, when he saw his shadow. Okay, no, am bua gidudei b'nei adam holchem acharav. Oh, it means, am bua means a collection of people. When he was walking in the street and he was followed by a throng of Talmidim to give him honor. Okay, a big Rashiva, and he's walking, and there's thousands of people accompanying him. Allah, he would say, don't let the kavod get to my head. Don't let the kavod, im yale lashamayim shi'oi, if it will ascend to the heaven. What does the word shi'oi mean? My gaiva, my greatness, my exaltedness. Si'oi, the sin. V'roi shoy l'av yagia. Even if my greatness will ascend all the way to the heaven, and my head will be in a cloud, will reach the cloud, kigloloi lo netzach yoivad. It's going to be like human waste. Where does human waste go? Down the toilet. That's where all the kavod goes when the day is over. The day is over. No one can kill us until you're 20. You know, it goes until you're 20 years old. You're very worried. What do people think about you? From 20 to 40, when you get to 40 years old, you say to yourself, I couldn't care less what they think of me. I'm going to do what I want to do. I couldn't care less what they think about me. When you're 60, when you're 50 years old, you say, you realize, you know what? No one's thinking about me. And then when you're 65 years old, you realize, not only are they not thinking about me, they never were thinking about you. You hear, Shlomi? The four stages of life?
I'm thinking about it.
There are four stages in life. They're thinking about me. I don't care what they think about me. They're not thinking about me. They never were thinking about me. These are the four stages. Kineged arbo banim tibretar.
Wow.
Yeah? Weiter. So even in yale l'shamayim si'oi, what does the word si'oi mean? You have an English translation? It means your exaltedness. Something like that. I don't know exactly what it means. Gotta go look this up.
Though his eminence ascends.
Eminence. Eminence. It means eminence. Okay, eminence. V'roisha, his head is in a cloud. V'roisha l'av yagia. Don't worry, all the gedulas, ki g'loloi l'netzach yavad. Like his waste, his human waste will, for eternity, will be lost. Royav yoimru ayoi. Those that once upon a time in the past they saw him, they will say, where is he? The people that in the past saw him, they'll say, what happened to this guy? Remember this guy who was walking down the street, there was such covered, and now no one even remembers he existed. Where is he? No one even knows about him. Where is the guy? Rav Zutro kihave mechafse lei b'shabata d'regila, when they would carry him on their shoulders. He came to the Bet Midrash, and there was no way he can get into the front because it was crowded body to body. So how did they bring him to the front of the Bet Midrash to say the drasha? They picked him up and they carried him on the shoulders of everyone else. So they gave him very great honor. He would say to himself, Hava Amma, he would say,
Ki Lo. Because he was a slow walker, so they helped him. And
they lifted him up. He had an entourage, they lifted him up. So he would say, when they gave him the covet, he would say to himself, he was murmuring to himself when they were giving him the covet, Ki Lo Yoylam Chosen. Strength. What Chosen means strength. A person's strength is not forever. V'im nezer l'dor v'dor. That goes on the word ki loyla. You have to repeat the word ki loyla. It's not forever strength, and it's not forever the crown, meaning the kavod from generation to generation. Kavod does not last. Se'es p'nei rosh na nu halacha. Se'es p'nei rosh loy toiv. It's not good to favor the wicked. To show favoritism to the wicked is not a good idea. Is that what it means? Se'es p'nei rosh loitov. It means to tilt the din. This means corruption. Lahatois tzadik b'mishpat. Right? Se'es p'nei rosh loitov. The pasuk concludes lahatois tzadik b'mishpat. Okay, the word se'es means favoritism. It's not a good zach to show favoritism. Se'es p'nei rosh loitov. Ki loitov lachem l'roshoim shenoisim lachem panim b'lam hazeh. So the worm is making a drasha. It's telling us that not only is it not good for the people to favor the wicked people, it's not good for the wicked people themselves. They're not really gaining anything when they are the recipients of favoritism in this world, because that's going to destroy them in the next world. Loy toiv loy hu, referring specifically la'achav. La'achav shenosoy loy panim el mazeh, shenemar yan ki nichna, because he did not achav, did not humble himself before me, loy avi hara biyamav, I will not bring the evil upon him in his days. What does that mean exactly? Let's see Rashi over here. Rashi im yala, go further down the shnemar. There is no Rashi. How do you like that? So what does it mean over here? Nachal, see over here the parish of the Masifta. Loy toiv liachav shnas lepanim boil mazeb shnemar. La'achash achav choza b'shuva. Achav did shuva k'shama me'yo she ye'onesh al chatov. He did shuva. Do you know that? You know Yenach? Achav did shuva. When Eliyo says he's going to be destroyed. Okay, Eliyohu, that's mamish. I was talking about that. Eliyo. Okay, Ashakosh Baruch Hu Omer Eliyo haro'iso ki nichna achav melefonai. Hashem said to Eliyohu, did you see that achav, he humbled himself? Yan, because ki nichna miponai. Because Achav did some degree of teshuva, Hashem says, even though he was choyte machli as klal Yisrael, Hashem will not bring the punishment upon Achav in his lifetime. He will save the punishment for his descendants in the next generation. Okay, yan ki nichna because he was nichna le'avi hara'a b'yamav. L'hatois, the pasuk concludes, l'hatois tzaddik b'mishpat, toiv, it says to tilt the mishpat for the tzaddik. Toiv lohem la'tzaddikim she'en noisim lohem panim b'lamazeh. It's good for the tzaddikim that they do not receive favoritism in this world, because this world is just temporary and everything is for the next world. Toiv lohem l'moshe, the who's referring to over here, Moshe Rabbein, toiv lohem l'moshe sh'nasu lohem panim b'lamazeh, sh'nemar yanik lohem antem b'lak y'sheni. And Moshe Rabbeinu, he sinned. He hit the rock instead of speak to the rock. And as a consequence, what happened? Hashem did not allow him to enter into Eretz Yisrael. That is to Moshe Rabbeinu's benefit. Because if Hashem would have went and tilted the din and said, okay, even though you sin, I'm going to give you a freebie, you can still go in, then Moshe would have a debit on his account in the next world. And that would not be good for Moshe Rabbeinu. If you have faith in me, and therefore you would not have left this world. So therefore, let me read over here, it says in the parish over here, it says in the Masifta, alright, that's what it says over here. Shenemar, Lachan, how do you know? The most highly that Hashem did not show Moshe Rabbeinu favoritism. The way we know he did not show favoritism, what do you do, Shami? What do you do? What do you do to the camera?
I tilted the camera. Not the camera, the screen.
No, turn it back the way it was. It was all the way better before. Now I can see the bed. You made the bed now.
Yes. I didn't make the bed. The cleaning lady made the bed.
You have a cleaning lady? Wow.
And now the other bed is also made.
Very nice. Wow, look at that. Look at that.
It's like we're having guests or something.
I haven't made my bed in years.
I'll give you a hammer and nails. You'll make your bed.
Years. It's literally been years. I don't even remember the last time I made my bed.
When was the last time you changed your linen?
2 years.
Your linen?
Yeah. I have no linen anymore.
Well,
it fell off. It fell off. The linen fell off. I sleep on just a bare mattress now. What do I care? Weiter. The life of a bocher. Vaita. Seis yagi nach lo lo vi rabbi vi lafas lo 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 We're on Vav Paz. Paz is the finest gold. You know why? Because we're describing the qualities of the tzaddikim on this world. Namely, Rabbi Sholim and Shlita. Vaita. Ashreich, Ashreim, Ashreim, Le tzaddikim, Le da'im. Fortune of the tzaddikim. Le da'im, Shahim, Zoichim. Not only they Zoichim, Ela, Shem, Ezakim, Le b'neim. Le b'neim, b'neim, at Soif, Kol Adaris. This is the Gres Tzchar. The Sein, Sochor, Toiv. What do you mechav when you say in Shimon Esrei? Shloimeh Rabinowitz. When you say in Shimon Eshev, it's saying Sochar Toiv L'chol HaBoitcha M'Shimcha B'Mes. What are you mechavin? Tell me now, be megala to the Welt. We have here listening online to the Zoom, we have hundreds of thousands of people listening to what you're about to say. Now, Zog, Zog, what are you mechavin when you say in Sochar Toiv? What? What does that mean? What does that mean?
A good reward.
What does that mean? What's good reward mean? It means you mispalel for the pri haboten, for good children, and good einikloch, and or einikloch, that your zera shel kayama should be stark in the Torah Yerushalayim. That's what you're
so
supposed to
have.
So are
you mispalel for that?
I don't have that.
What do you mean? So you have to be mispalel
for it? Yeah, things of the same socha, the schar pri haboten. It's a pasuk. The schar pri haboten. You have to be mispalel that there should be toiv. Moshe Rabbeinu was born by Yar. What does it say? Ki toiv hu nismale kol habayis oira. The or of maise bereshis. Vayom lekim yihi or. The or that's nignaz letzadikim liyasalavoy. The or of Torah, Yerushimayim. When you mispalel the same sochor toiv. The sochor is the schar pri haboten. The toiv is the toiv of the or vayar lekim esor ki toiv. That's what you mispalel for. That's the kavon, the kavon to mispalel for when you say when you say the same Sochar Tov. Hear the word?
Yes.
Weiter. Elo shem is a shem little little damage shem shem zeichen elo shem zachen to benehem. Then mezake. This is what they do. They have kavana. They tzaddik. They daven the shoneshe. They send the same. Shem mezaken lebenehem lebenehem at soif kol adaris. When is the soif, by the way? When is that going to be the soif? I always wonder, what is in the soif kol adaris? What does that mean? The soif kol adaris. The clock? What does it mean, the soif kol adaris? No idea. Vaita. Shekama banim hoyul Aaron. Aaron had many children. Isn't this a scary Gemara over here? This is a scary Gemara. Nadav Avihu died. Why did they die? Because Aaron, he made the Egel. Okay? And therefore, because of the Chet of Egel, it was deserving that Aaron's, all of his children should die. Every single one of them. So it says over here, Pel de Gazach. Shekama banim hoyul Aaron shiruim li sodev kinadav Avihu. Shenema. It says, Hanoi sodim. Hanoisarim, it says that Elazar v'Isamar, they're called the Noisarim. Ela sh'oman l'chem zuchus aviyem. That is, by the way, one of the reasons why you say this on Yom Kippur, we lane. Acharei mo yishnei b'nei Aharon b'karva sam l'fnei Hashem v'yamusu lo yimsechti yoyma. Yimsechti yom rabba, yom akipurim. Everyone is supposed to cry for the Misa of Nadav, Avihu, and Yom Kippurim. You hear?
Yeah.
He's supposed to cry for them, Nadav, Avihu. How could is it shach for a person to cry Bizman Hazeh for what happened to someone you don't even know? Nadav, Avihu died 3,000 years ago, you don't know who they are. The Torah says in every door, they are Nadav, Avihus. This year there were 45 people. Meron knew they were Nadav, Avihu. Young people, Nadav, Avihu.
150 people in.
That's right, exactly. But I was thinking about him because Meron was a mokum kadosh, it was a yom kadosh, and these were holy people, and they were oisik in darusha bekedusha, and they died like this. Pile ploim, this is mamish the Nadav Avihu. So on Yom Kippurim there's a chiyuv to cry for Nadav Avihu. It can't just mean the real Nadav Avihu, because how could it shaykh to cry for them? They died so many years. It means the people of every door that are in the geder of Nadav Avihu. And every single Rachman al-Tzlan, there were so many people in this category, every Yom Kippur. And that's the chiyuv. And here we're learning over here, at the end of Masechet Yom, at the end of the last staff, learning about the chiyuvim. And it says over here that Aaron, Yom Kippurim, Aaron, really there should have been more children, Rachman al-Tzlan, who died, but they're called the Noisarim. Survivors. We're all survivors of Corona. I asked a few people, I understand this, I asked a few people, what's the chilik if Corona was a natural disease or it was man-made? Is there any difference in Hashkafa? I asked this to a few Rabbanim. They told me, most of them told me there's no nafkamina. There's mamish no nafkamina Hashkafically. But I asked someone, but there's a chilik, there's Adam HaMazik and the Shor HaMazik. Adam Mu'id Li'olam. Bin Or, Bin Yashon, Bin Shoig, Bin Mezid, Bin Be'oynis, Bin Beratzen. There's always Nezik Shalim. A Shor is Chatzi Nezik. Does that make any difference in Hashkafa? Most Rabbanim told me it doesn't make any difference. Weiter.
Who's the Mazik?
China. Adam Mazik. Adam Mu'ud Li'olam, Ben Or, Ben Yashan, Ben Shaykh, Ben Mezir, Ben Oynis, Ben Beratzen. What?
It's a grammar.
A grammar? Adam Mu'ud Li'olam. What are you messing around with this? What are you doing in the laboratory? You're messing around with this type of stuff. Adam Mu'ud Li'olam. Ben Or, Ben Yashan, Ben Shaykh, Ben Mezir, Ben Oynis, Ben Beratzen. Shar. Chatzinezek tzroros, chatzinezek. Birds also have a shaykhus. The Gemara talks about a bird tzroros, chatzinezek tzroros. Love dafka a shor, chveistish. Weiter. Gemara. Shneva. It says over here noisorim. They were survivors. Elazar v'Isamar are called survivors. The gzera was upon them. just like it was on Nadav Aviv. Why did they survive? It was the zechus of Aaron HaKohen. Ela sha'am alohem zechus aviyim. So therefore, you see over here, the Gemara was saying is that the tzaddikim ashrehem la tzaddikim lo dayon shehin zoichin ela shem zakin livneim at sof kol deres. How could the Gemara say at sof kol hadas? It says in the Gemara that Hashem pays back how many generations? La elef dar. I guess Elif Dor is the same thing as Seif Kol HaDoros, no? It says, Noise Ovoin Ovois Al Bonim, B'nei Bonim Shleishim Uribeim. V'oise Chesed Le Elif Dor. So when it comes to... La'alofim, 2000, okay, La'alofim. And here the Gemara says, Seif Kol HaDoros. What's the chilik between Seif Kol HaDoros and when it says in the Torah, La'alofim? He mamash got smicha. Are you wearing at smicha? He was freed. He became a ben chayrin. He was mashlim the minion. He got mamash smicha. What does he know here in the Gemara? The Gemara says he got smicha. Lisomech. Where's the Rashi here? Is there a Rashi? We have two Rashis, two sides of Rashi. Rashi took over. Hostile take over here. We know Tosfos, only Rashis, and I can't find the Rashi. I don't know where the Rashi is. It says he got smicha. Sheruin lisamech. You ever hear such a thing? Got smicha?
Tevi.
Lamed gimel. Ein hakavona smicha l'rabonis. The mesifta is the kasha. You see that? The godel hador is the kasha here. Ein hakavona smicha l'rabonis. Sharechoya eved ad yoy moisai. El hakavona shenikur kosher v'talmu chocham. He's called the kosher and the Talmud Chacham. It's a very good drash for a Chag HaSmicha. You can tell all the new Rabbanim, you just have Avodim. What do you think you are? You got smicha? You know better than Tevi. Tevi was called an Eved. And he was also at smicha. So don't get carried away with your smicha Sachamim. You like that drasha? Weiter. They'll never ask you to speak again if you say that. Weiter. That the reason why we don't find more avodim rising up to becoming an adam kosher, instead, what do? These people, they loot, and they demand, they demand the whole everyone should bow down to them. Why? It's all because of the zayde Canaan. Because of his evil deeds, it was made a roishim on all of the Orinikach, it says. That's what it says. I'm not making this up. It says over here, Elo Shechayim Livnesh Livnesh Atzok Odoris, Harbe Banim Hoylo Lekanan, Shiruin Lisomech, to be called an Odom Kosher. Ketevi Avdo Shal Rabin Gamliel Elo Shechayva Saviyam Gamalchem. Next, Kolam Zake Sarabim, if you Mezake the Rabin in Chait Bo Al Yodoi. Okay, Rabbi Sholimin. He's the gabbai here. He does everything in the shul here. He's mezakeh the rabbim, and therefore he gets the bracha. Ein chayt bo al yadoi. Pala machti es rabbim. Nah, I'm doing nothing. I'm a piece of garbage here. Come on. Let's not get carried away. V'chol ha'machti es rabbim. Anyone that's machti es rabbim kimaat ein maspikin biyodil. Now this is a very modern zach. Kimaat, a very interesting word that got snuck in here, and on the side of the gemara is hey in the hagoyis. It says kimad lesser b'defus yad, v'nitayseh b'dalid b'sila. I don't know what that means. V'nearly shuhu min hasenzer, the sensor. Well, he added this in. U'mochaku hayavitz. Okay, so the word over here kimad kol ha'machdi asharan. Anyone that's machdi the rabbim takes out the word. Ein maspikin biyadoy la'asoyis teshuvah. It's not just the pshat. There's a siyata deshmaya You need to be zoiche to do teshuva. Teshuva doesn't just happen. You think, oh, okay, then I'll do teshuva. It comes Yom Kippur, you fatrach, you don't feel, have a headache, you have a this, you have that, you have a tirda, and before you blink, it's over. You need siyata deshmaya to be in the right place, the right time, the right mood to do teshuva. And if a person's chatoim,
whatever you do, siyata deshmaya.
If a person's chatoim are very great, machatz rabim, he's not going to get the siyata deshmaya to do teshuva. It's unbelievable gemara. Everything, even to do tshuva, you need siyata deshmaya. Ein maspikin biyodah lasos tshuva. Cholam zakes rabim ein chid bal yodah. My time was kedesh lo yehu begenem v'talmida began eden. Hear this gemara, pel the gemara.
So on a vote that I saw from Rabbi Lau, Shem Shmuel, the reason why Emma speaking the other one is sure is because maybe the person himself, but the person who he was, didn't do tshuva, so the title of the show is the other.
Say that again? I don't say it again. Say that again. I don't get that. I'm here. I'm listening. Hello?
That's why Emma speaking. Because he cannot be sure, or he cannot ascertain, or he cannot force the person who is machti.
He's begeder toivel v'sheretz biyadoi.
Yeah.
Aha. We have that here in the mikveh downstairs. We have a sheretz in the mikveh. Did you notice that? We have a sheretz in the mikveh. We have a frog in the mikveh. Did you notice that? You notice that in our mikveh? We have a frog. Toivel v'sheretz biyadoi.
Plastic frog.
I thought it was a real frog. Shlomi, you don't see, you don't know, you don't come here, Shlomi?
No, I don't see frogs.
Kol hamazake es haram ein cheid bol yodah v'chol hamachni es haram ein kemad ein masik mid lasos teshuva. Kol hamazake es haram ein cheid bol yodah shumaitam kadesh lo yehu begehenim. He, the Rebbe, shnapi in gehenim v'talmidav began eden. Shnemar ki lo yisazoyv nafshi l'shol. Who says this pasuk? David? Who's the one who said this pasuk? Oy Zayin. Who said this pasuk? David said this pasuk. Ki lo yisazev nafshi l'shol. You're not going to go and abandon my neshama to the grave. Lo yisidin chasidecha liro shachas. You're not going to allow your pious one to see the gehenim. Weiter. V'chol amachli es harabim ein maspikim biyodah lasos teshuva shlo yehu began eden v'talmida b'gehenim. Shenemar odom. Odom, how do you read this pasuk? O yisches, to correct odom, or shuk bidam. A person who's oshuk, what does that mean? A person who is robbed. What's oshuk mean? Bidam nefesh, adbor yonus al yismichu vo. A person who is oshuk bidam nefesh. He's soiled. He's dirty.
Man guilty of bloodshed.
He's guilty. Oshuk means he's guilty of bloodshed. He will descend. He will flee to the grave, and there will be no support for him. So the Rav is saying in Murdik Zach, and that is. A person, this is a very scary thing. I saw this, they write this in the breast of a swarm. Is that a person, if he doesn't have there. It's a very scary thing that a person in the next world will be together with the people that he did Averis with. A person hangs out with a person is nichshol and certain times of Averis, which involve other people, he's going to spend his time with those people. So if this person is going to do teshuva, it's a similarity. It's like you would want to be with these people. These are the biggest lowlifes. Why in the world would you want to be with these people? And you have to realize that if a person attaches himself in this world to these people do averos, that's what his chelik is going to be in the next world. It's a very scary thing. Over here, saying the same idea. If a person does averos and he causes other people to sin, they become his talmidim. Those people that he caused to sin, they're going to hang out with him. If he's going to do teshuva, it's not fair. Cannot be that he's going to be in Gan Eden and his Talmidim are going to be in Gehenim. And vice versa. It's a very scary thing. That you see from this in the next world, there's a Chevra. There's a Chevra. You're with your Chevra. You have to attach yourself in this world to a good Chevra, so in the next world you'll hang out with them as well. Vaita. Ho'oimer echetov yoshuv. Echta, a person says, I'm going to tshuva echta yoshuv. So, why does it have to repeat the principle twice? Let's just say, why does it have to repeat it twice? The Gemara Zimni twice. The Gemara answers.
If he says it once, it's okay.
Right, it's the same principle. Why does it have to say, I will sin and do tshuva, I will sin and I will do tshuva. Just say it once. A person says, I'm going to do this Avera, I want to be Nich, I want to do the Avera, and don't worry, plenty of time until Yom Kippur to do tshuva. Plenty of time. So ain't mas speaking the other, they're not gonna let him do teshuva. He's not gonna accept his shuva. So it's enough to say this principle.
That doesn't mean they have plenty of time. That means I'll do tshuva.
Doesn't count. So the tshuva is not accepted. So why does it have to say this lashon twice? The Gemara answers. Kedrav Huna. Amrav. The Amrav. So it means over here is that it's coming to teach you indirectly, let's see Rashi, indirectly, so it's coming over here to teach you the principle. It's not just the pshat, like Shol, you said that they're not going to accept the tshuva. If you do it one time, there are two madregas. If you do an avera, and you say, I'm going to do the avera, and I'm going to do teshuva. So, you will do teshuva. You tackle the teshuva. The first time, you'll do the avera, and then you'll do teshuva. So, that teshuva will not be accepted. You'll do the teshuva, though, but it's not going to be accepted because you did the avera al manas to do teshuva. But if you do it twice, echte the oshuv, and then you do the second time, echte the oshuv, the second time you're not going to even do teshuva, because once you do it a second time, you've damaged your neshama to a degree where it's a mitzvah, it's a heter, it's chutraloi, it's mutus. So it's teaching you a second level of damage. The first time you're taka going to do teshuva, but the teshuva is not going to be accepted. The second time you've done so much damage, you're not going to even want to do teshuva because in your eyes this is mutter. Shlomi, here?
I'm here. I mean, how can it be mutter?
In your mind, it's mutter. Why, you never saw people whole tell you that it's mutter to do all these crazy things? Talking during davening, speaking Lashon Hara, going on the internet.
You're not allowed to?
It's awesome. Everything is awesome. No? How are you allowed to go on the internet? How is it permitted for a firm Jew to go on the internet? What's the heter? It's tumah. What's the heter? Hutuloi. You just said the answer. Kaskeva and the Ova Rashonaba. Hutuloi. If you did not have internet and someone would describe to you internet, I guarantee you would say, this is a yid? Does such a zach? You would never imagine.
My friend, Yeshkaya, thank you very much. I get to Nach. Thank you.
What do you mean, get to Nach? Where are you going? Is he here?
He left. He left to come to you.
Oi, Gewalt. It's already 9:30.
Wow.
Shlomi, the microphone's good now.
Okay, I'm leaving it.
Very good. The sound quality has improved greatly.
You're not going tomorrow?
I'm here.
What? You waiting for them to call your name?
I'm not going to call my name.
Brian Levine, who's come from Iran. We need you for a minion.
Be waiting for the Shekhinah to come.
The Shekhinah? Alright, is that them? Alright, have a good night. I'm going to go to the next one.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.